Yes, and welcome back to Morning Glory. A little bit later in the show, we've got Movie of the Week coming up in about 10 minutes, actually. Apocalypse Now with Liam Alexander. But as I said before, it's the radio show that's changing the world.
Do you want a fresh take on rugby league? Then you need...
Matty Johns.
Do you want cutting-edge comedy? Then you want...
Matty Johns.
Do you crave the greatest 3 hours of radio?
Friday between 9 and midday.
Yep. Even Ray Hadley can't get enough Morning Glory.
Matty, I look forward to our battle again this Friday.
Morning Glory with Matty Johns. A shit ton better than a truck caught in the Gorston Gorge.
He's a funny buffet.
It's a lesson for us all that even the greatest rivals who are going neck and neck in the ratings can at least lend each other a little bit of support. I can imagine. Mate, Ray, someone will pass this on to Ray. I imagine as we speak right now, Ray, we're going, now, something has just been passed across my desk. Now, SEN, anyway. Saturday night, 7:30 on Fox Lube. We've got the Storm up against Penrith. Melbourne, their last six performances, they've just destroyed sides. The average score in the last 6 weeks has been 45-8. My question is that good preparation for this game tomorrow night?
Ooh. I think within the context of how are Penrith going, and I think Penrith actually for at least, probably 2 weeks haven't played their best footy. Mm. And history would tell us that you can't just find form. It has to, slowly kind of build. And obviously every now and then a team can come out and just put a good performance and they catapult themselves into the rest of the year. But I think the Panthers, when you look at their squad, you ask yourself, how many players in that squad are playing career best form? Mm. Probably not any of them at the moment, right now.
No.
How many players in Melbourne Storm right now are playing career best form?
Yeah.
Cam Munster, Harry Grant, Hughes to a degree, yep. Papenhuyzen definitely.
All the crucial players.
All the crucial players. And so when you've got career best form going against guys that are still playing really good footy, but not career best form, I think the Storm will pip them.
Mm. I liked on your podcast with Cooper Cronk, which is actually on TV right now as we speak.
If people want to go down to my local, they say, God, you're so busy. Every time I see you're on TV, it's replays.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I liked how Cooper made the observation how both teams have sort of swapped with their styles of football.
They have.
You know, the Panthers are grinding out wins, whereas the Storm are the attacking team of the competition. I think it's a really important test for Penrith and where they're at in terms of their premiership defence, to be perfectly honest.
Both great attacking teams. I'm anticipating a really low-scoring game.
Same.
Yeah, it's
wet up there too.
And the discipline of both sides defensively. I reckon I can see like a 12-8, 10-6, even to that. To that degree, no Papenhuyzen, which is a big out. I was really surprised last week when he first grabbed his knee or behind the knee, which I thought might have been a bit of hamstring there. Mm. That didn't take him straight off the field.
Yeah, I spoke about this as well. I was surprised, and I think, maybe Bellamy looks at that and goes later in the season. Maybe I do pull Papenhuyzen off because he's so important to us. Because when you look at that game, they definitely could have won, beaten the Dragons without Pappy. And also, Pappy did say after the game, I've actually got quite a few nigglies. My ankle hasn't been good. And hamstring can come from your body not being balanced.
Yes.
And so I do think that going forward, maybe bellyache probably, I'd assume anyway, that next time that happens, he goes, you know what, let's get him off
Drag
the field.
Him straight off.
And we'll go forward from there.
Battle of the forwards, what a beauty. Kick out. Moses Leota, who's underrated in that pack.
Oh,
gee, he's a good player.
Yeah.
Fisher Harris, Liam Martin up against Big Nelson, the Bromwich brothers. It's a great clash.
Fireworks.
Yes.
I'd
just say the
Fisher,
least.
What Fisher about, Harris is, he is the proper, the last 2 years.
He'd be like a gunslinger in one of those westerns who just walk.
But he just, he's got no emotion.
No.
That's when he's scariest.
But him
and Jesse going at each other all night, that's going to be a great clash.
Big Nelson, he's been good. He's been really good. I said at the start of the year, if the Storm are going to win the comp, Nelson's going to have his best year of his career. And I think he may be the difference for them, because when you talk about impact off the bench or, Nelson coming on, I think if you compare to Penrith, do they have as much impact as maybe Nelson? Mm. Maybe not. I thought Nelson was really good last week. Yep. Their forward pack, what's really interesting, though, with the Panthers forward pack is when they played the Raiders, their line speed was, out of this world. And I think their line speed hasn't really been there the last few weeks. Mm. So if they are to win this game, it will be off, compressing their line and, shooting off the line. But the Melbourne Storm, if put it this way, any other team in the comp was playing like the Melbourne Storm, we would be sitting here celebrating, this is the brand new style of footy. This is the brand new style of footy we play, the most exciting thing we've ever seen. But Storm is so associated with grittiness and grinding that we don't actually celebrate that we're watching, because last year they're second only to the Eels in 2001 for points scored. Mm. They're going into their second year in a row, breaking all sorts of records for points scored. We're almost watching like the Harlem Globetrotters of rugby league right now.
Definitely. But, and so smart, Webby, last week, because just the intelligence of their play to look and go, right, okay, what chance or what sort of game do the Dragons want? How do they want to play? They're going to turn up and they're going to be ready for a physical clash. They're going to be up emotionally. They're playing us, who's the barometer. Righto, when they kick off to us, let's just push it wide straight off the kickoff.
Yeah.
Send a message to them. If you're going to compress up and try to bash us, this is what we're going to
do. But don't you reckon Penrith, on the flip side of that, are playing within themselves?
Yeah.
The last month. Early on, they were using the ball a lot more and that unstructured play, which they do so well, but they just seem to be playing within themselves, and I reckon that's where Parra got them last week.
Yeah, definitely. Webby, I'm a big believer, is that when you go on a long winning run, is that when the defeat finally comes, you go back and look at your football and the slow deterioration in the last month. Like when you start a winning run, you're doing all the tough things. Well, you're really polished, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, everything's perfect. Then at some point, whether you start to take winning for granted, the football there's stuff that starts to creep in. Now, we saw this last year with Melbourne when they were breaking all sorts of records on this run. And we said it on this show.
Yeah.
I said, in my opinion, they don't think so. They need a loss. Yeah. They need a loss bad. I said, because their football is deteriorating.
Mm.
And that's what caught them at the end.
Yeah, you've got to have something to fight for. And I think like Penrith Panthers, they've been up for so long that this loss, it's almost needed. You don't want to be going into the grand final, the prelim final. You know, as you just said, the Melbourne Storm were unbeatable, but there were little parts of their game last year we're going, uh-oh, that doesn't look good.
Yes.
That doesn't look good.
Spot on.
And then Cam Smith actually said something really interesting. He said that doesn't matter what year he's ever played, he said all of the bad habits that you have in the season, they will come out in the last game of the season. Whether the last game is before finals footy or it's in the grand final, he said the last game of the season is a representation of your season as a whole.
That's interesting.
And
yeah, it is.
He said, doesn't matter. Every year I've done it, every year it happens.
One of my coaches once said, he said, I don't want you practicing these fancy flick plays and trick plays at training. He said, because in big games when you're under pressure, they will just come out unconsciously without you knowing.
Yep.
It'll come out. Harry Grant, Webby, is he in the top three players in the competition at the moment?
He'd have to be.
Definitely.
Yeah. He's had his injury issues, Harry, but the way that he's playing lately is unbelievable.
I look at Harry Grant and I don't want to say it because it sounds hyperbolic, and you know, I think Smithy will always be the GOAT. Absolutely, no doubt about that. But when it comes to play style, I personally don't think we've ever seen a hooker, like Harry Grant. I'm trying to recall a hooker that was as explosive, as fast, as good pass selection, as good footy mind. I can't remember it. Is there any hooker that's been similar to Grant in the past?
Not when you combine all those things.
That's what I mean. Like it's so well-rounded.
And you know, example, people always trying to get to first grade when they're 18, 19 and 20, and people looking at people are 22 and going, oh, you know, he hasn't played first grade yet. Harry Grant is the best example of, mate, making your long way to the cop, the top cop.
The coppers. The coppers.
Long way to the top.
Are we still talking about football?
I mixed up Bon Scott. But by the time he got to first grade, he was well-rounded. He established himself. Now, gentlemen, heading to Brisbane, Magic Round. Dannon, you're a Brisbane boy.
Mm.
Give us some insights. What do we need to do?
Okay, this is what you need to do. You need to, if you can, obviously get to Suncorp Stadium.
Tick.
Get to Suncorp Stadium. You watch a game of footy. Mm. Then you mosey on down. Have a couple of the Caxton. Then you mosey on down even further. By this stage, you know, you might be a bit inebriated. You get down to the Normby. You get down to the Normby. And the Normby's a beautiful place, and I'll tell you why. And I don't know if it's got the same owners, but back in my day, I used to spend a bit of time at the Normby. Used to carry on a little bit. But there was a time where I was walking through Normby, had a couple of lovely young ladies with me. We're just enjoying ourselves. And someone tried to hit on one of the girls. And the girl brushed the guy. And so the guy called, can we say the word that I said earlier? S-L-U-T. Can we say that on here?
Oh, he probably...
Can't say that?
Oh. No, I don't think so. That's
okay.
About
it. The guy called... It.
Yeah. Well, the guy called the girl that. And yeah. So I was like, mate, pull your head in. Like, she's not interested. Let her enjoy her night. Anyway, so we got into a little bit of a scuffle. I thought, oh, I'm done here. Like, I've been playing for the Broncos. Normby's going to... They're going to dob me in or whatever for getting into a scuffle. The next day, I get a call from the owner. He goes, mate, I need you to come in. I'm like, oh no. Wayne's going to find out this is going to be a disaster. Anyway, he calls me in into his office and he goes, see this? This is a video of everything that happened. Boom, delete. Deleted it for me. Walked out.
Tick.
Praising God. All good. So I've got to give Normby a shout out. You get to the Normby. Then you make your way down to Fortitude Valley. And strange and wonderful things happen in Fortitude Valley. Very strange and wonderful things.
Yep.
You go to GPO. Bit classy. Bit of a classy environment. Actually, after I scored my 4 tries against Parramatta Eels,
yep.
Went to the GPO. It was one of the greatest nights of my life.
I'm going
to
go there and polish the statue for you.
You got to do what?
Oh, sorry.
And look.
I'm not talking about Luke Zabico, okay?
No way.
And look, after that, if you've still got a bit of energy about you, you stay in Fortitude Valley and you go to a place called the Met. And that's when things get dark and disturbing. But at this point, you're probably in that mindset of wanting to be around people that are dark and disturbing. The music is loud, it's pumping. And by the end of the night, if you've still got energy, you end at the casino.
Mate, that's
the Brisbane land I know enough.
I've just written that down. I'm with you all the way. I noticed Fortitude Valley, all those live music venues, which you don't get a lot of in Sydney.
Mm. Yeah,
there seems to be a whole heap of them in Brisbane.
Well, it's like the Cross used to be. The Fortitude Valley is, you know, the place you go to for great nightlife.
I've got a question because I don't know Brisbane as well as you do, but Brian Fletcher always talks about this place called Honeybees that he goes to. Do you know this place?
I've never heard of that place.
Right,
matter
okay.
of fact, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because he always goes, Matty, he always talks about it. He says he goes there with Gordon.
Yes, apparently Gordon's a frequent flyer there.
Yeah, right.
Why do those places always have an animal in their name? Honeybees. Kittens, spearmint rhinos. Now, can I just say, I've never been to these places, but people tell me about these places, and they don't sound good. Actually,
Pussycats. The
one, yeah, that one.
Oh,
that,
oh. Love Machine. Oh, that one.
We, about 2 years ago, we're sitting there with friends of ours, and Italian couple, and chatting away, and fellow Italians are exchanging notes and chatting away, and they could certainly hate the Italians. Anyway, it's a different name. Anyway, Johnny, who was sitting there, said, by the way, my cousin who lives down in Melbourne was out the other night and he saw Cooper and Uncle Joey together. And Trish went, oh, wow, where was that? And he said, oh, it was Kittens, right? At which point I kicked him under the table. She goes, Kittens, what's that? And he goes, oh, it's just a restaurant, fancy restaurant. She goes, oh, that's nice, Andrew taking Cooper out for dinner. Yeah, thanks, Uncle Joey. Righto, we'll take a break after the break. Movie of the week.